Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
Well, I was brought up in High Street. My mother and father had a general store, the one that's next to the post office now, the old supermarket, and we lived at the back of it. I was born here in New Norfolk, and my father built that shop the year I was born, which was 1929. So I was brought up in High Street, knew everybody. Wasn't a person that came in the shop that we didn't know. I knew all the shopkeepers, and I used to do the rounds of the shops every day. I'd wash the bottles in the chemist shop, I'd dust for Minnie Cowban, I'd pick up tacks down in the bootmaker's shop, and I just did the rounds of the shops every day. So when in 1956 I decided to put up from the council, everybody knew who I was, so I didn't really have to do any canvassing at all. And we used to always do everything down on the Esplanade. Everybody was down on the Esplanade. Picnics, rowing, swimming, walking. Everything that happened in New Norfolk was down on the Esplanade. So we used to take our babies walking down there and playing. And then came the young fellows with the motor cars. And so they started to hoon up and down the Esplanade. So this wasn't going down too well with the folks. So I'd go home and complain, and my husband said to me, well, don't tell me, do something about it. So I thought, well, I will. So I put up for the council, and there had been several. I think Mrs. Gwen Graham had put up a few years before, but didn't get very far. So I put up against Mr. Lasky, who had been in there for 17 years and was an icon in the district. But we had a record poll, and I got in quite easily. But it wasn't easy. It was very difficult to pave the way for a woman in the council. When the after the elections, the council, the warden used to have a municipal dinner, and the premier and all the politicians and everyone were invited, and it was a great night, just men. So when I got in, they sent an invitation to my husband to go, but not me. So that caused a bit of a, upset in the district. But I must say, it was the men folk that really got behind me, and not the ladies. It was the men folk that used to, look after and see that I got things done. But it was very hard to get things done, and I had an ally in the council clerk. He was a very stern looking man, didn't say much, he wasn't very friendly or anything, and when I said anything at the council, he would sort of raise his eyes and sort of nod his head or shake his head in just that little manner that told me, yes, go ahead, or no, don't bother. So between us, we got through it. And the work supervisor, Freddie Britton, was really helpful in getting things done. Because in those days, it was a ward system. There were three members from each ward. I was in the town ward, and there was Molesworth, Upper Derwent, Lower Derwent, and Glen Fern. So he had three representatives from each area. And woe betide you if you brought up anything in anybody else's area. You just kept out of their business. So that was all right. I think I had three elections I contested, and then we moved out to Magra, which was in the Lower Derwent ward. So when I did that, that was the end of me, because I was in the wrong spot. And by that time, I had 7 children and a flower farm that we were running, so I thought I'd done my duty.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.